Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
The FT Arts Podcast is brought to you by Vacheron Constantin.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, going back to my roots. In 1977, Lamont Dozier was in a recording studio in Hollywood with producer Stuart Levine and, co-producing, South African-born horn player Hugh Masekela. Nearly 10 years had passed since Dozier and the Holland brothers, Eddie and Brian, had parted company from Berry Gordy's Motown label after writing a torrent of pop classics, Baby Love and Reach Out, I'll Be There among them. After a handful of hits on their new label, the three went their separate ways, and in the early 1970s, Dozier struck out on his own. He'd had some success with 1974's Trying to Hold On to My Woman, but by 1977 he was, by his standards, in the doldrums. During the sessions for what was to become his Peddling Music on the Side album, Dozier brought in Going Back to My Roots. It turned out to be a triumph. The opening of Going Back to My Roots is a masterclass in how to build musical tension. It begins with a thrilling contrapuntal piano riff. Then comes bass drum, a spiky guitar lick, string synths, percussion, layer upon layer. An urgent backing vocal, aha, raises the stakes, its harmony signifying what the guitar lick has intimated, Africanness. It's a minute and a half before Dozier's voice is heard. Zipping up my boots, he finally sings. Going back to my roots, to the place of my birth, back down to earth. The song was released in the early days of the 12-inch single, and the full version exploits the new format to the max, lasting for nearly 10 minutes, its final section spiralling off into Afrobeat and Yoruba chanting. But what inspired Dozier to write the song? Almost every available source, web pages, blogs, reviews, now states with certainty that it was sparked by the phenomenally successful 1977 TV miniseries Roots. Based on the best-selling Alex Haley novel of the same name, the series depicts a modern-day African-American tracing his ancestry back via the slave trade to a village in Gambia. A remake is scheduled for next year. And yet, in an interview with Blues and Soul magazine in 1977, Dozier stated otherwise. The song was inspired by the fact that I have my roots in Detroit, he said, and when I moved to Los Angeles a few years ago, I found myself taking trips to Detroit to see my family and so on. Nevertheless, the song chimed with the rootsy zeitgeist, propelling Dozier back into the spotlight and onto the dance floor. It was subsequently covered several times. Woodstock veteran Richie Havens's 1980 rendition is, if anything, even funkier, the rhythms tighter and sharper. The melody suits Havens's dry, dusty voice perfectly. At the end, he adds his own Woodstockian touch. It's not black, it's not white, it's not red, it's not yellow. The following year, the US band Odyssey gave it a disco makeover, and it's this version that's most widely known.
Zipping up my boots, going back
However, in recent years, the song's own roots have been called into question. Similarly, the historical accuracy of Alex Haley's novel was challenged. In a video circulated on the internet by dance and Afrobeat label Strut Records, veteran Nigerian saxophonist Orlando Julius explains how he came to be involved in the recording of Going Back to My Roots, having previously worked with Masekela. Indeed, he is credited for African vocal arrangement. But Julius also claims the song's guitar part is taken from his own earlier composition, Ashiko. Well, he has a point. There are various recordings of the song by Julius, as well as several versions by Hugh Masekela, some predating Going Back to My Roots. In some, the resemblance is not obvious, but in most of them, that distinctive guitar lick is there. Julius, however, now seems phlegmatic. "That's life," he says.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.